Welcome back to another Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Boina, building on Shabbos. In the Gemara of Masechta Shabbos, it's mavuyer that this malacha is not only when you build a house or build a wall, it's even if you straighten out the floor in the house. For example, in those days, the floor of the house was usually earth. It was sand. It was not tiled. And sometimes there's a little bump in the ground and you want to flatten it out. So the Gemara says, "Hanoitel gavshushes bebayis umesakin bezes karka bayis chayiv mushum boina." If someone is mesakin the karka of the bayis by flattening out a gavshushes, a pile, like a mound of sand, the halach is it's also because of boina, because in this way you're making the house more livable, and that goes into the iser of boina deraisa. And because of that, Chazal asserted in certain cases to sweep the floor because of a chash of ashvuy egumos. We'll have to get to there one day. Talk about sweeping the floor, what's the heter? The basic heter is that our floors are all tiled, that's why it's mutter. But in those days, where most of the floors were not tiled, it was also to sweep on Shabbos. And the reason is, because you might come to inadvertently flatten out the floor and be over the iser derais of Ashvuy Gumois, which is the iser of Baina. The same thing, Chazal asked to play ball on Shabbos outside. Rolling the ball might be a chash of Ashvuy Gumois, flattening out the Gumois, and therefore, they made that gzerah. And again, we have to talk about that one day in more detail, but just bring out this point that the chiyav of boina ba'ashvuy egumos. Not only if you flatten out the ground is there an iser, but if you dig in the ground a manas to put in there different items, that's also iser boina. That means like this. If you make a hole in the ground, there could be an iser of chayush, of plowing, or an iser of boina. If you're making a hole in the ground in order to plant seeds, that goes to iser of chayush, plowing. But if you make a hole in the ground, because I want to make a pit in the ground to store my food, it's very cool down there, I want to put things down there. So the halacha is, there's a chiyav mishum boina. But the Peskim say, it comes from Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Magen Avraham, that he says that if it's ofar tichuach ma'oid, or chol dak, which means it's very loose sand, and when you dig a hole in this sand, within minutes it collapses, because it's very loose sand. So then, the halacha is, there is no iser of chayfe guma in such a case. There's no iser of boina. So why is that negei lahalacha? Because the shaila is, are you allowed to let children play in a sandbox on Shabbos? Now, it might not be such a good idea to get the Shabbos clothing dirty with sand. That's a different story. But let's say you don't have a problem with that. Is there an iser al hilcha Shabbos, melecha Shabbos, for a child to play in a sandbox on Shabbos? Lachari is digging, so he's over the iser of boina. And he enjoys the digging. He digs in the ground, he enjoys the digging, and he's digging for a purpose to put his toys down there to make the tunnel. So it's a shayla of boina on Shabbos, and a child who reaches the age of chinuch cannot be over boina on Shabbos. So lemaisa, the poskim say that if the sand is very loose sand, which a lot of sandboxes are, very loose sand, then it's not a problem of boina, because since it collapses right away, there's no issa of boina. The poskim say you should not add water, you should not add water, it might be a problem of lush, but just playing the loose, dry sand would not be a problem, because that would be loose sand, it's not an issa of chayfer. I can ask me, what happened to the problem of muksa? So the Tshuva's Shevet Halevi, Chelik Tess, Simonai and Tess talks about this, and this is Lashon. He says, Choyel Shem Yuchel Abinyan. If you have sand that's meyuchid for building, it's next to a construction site. Pshita the Havale Muksa Gomu Kavon Mitzvarius. That's Pasha, that's Muksa. But Zok the Shevet Halevi, Aval, Em Yesh Argas Choyel Bechotzer. If you have a sandbox in your Chotzer, Huchnis, it's there, Kadesh Yisachu Ba Ketanim. The Ketanim want to play in it, Ein Taris Muksa Olav. That yichud loymokim works, and therefore Zokta Shevet to Levi that if you meyachid the sand for playing, there's no iser muksa. Is a problem of chayfer. Like we're saying, if it's very loose sand, there's no problem of chayfer guma. There's no problem of boina of building in such a case where it's very loose sand.